Whitfield and Heath. Whitfield and Heath. Although Mr. Whitfield's name is first, I must hear. Father was right when he said, Uriah, if you want to get on in the world, be humble, be humble. And I have got on in the world, and I'm humble still, humble still. Agnes will be here shortly. The marriage contract will be signed, and I will be saved. Ah, they are coming. Why, good morning, my dear master, Mr. Copperfield, and my dear legal friend, Traddles. Oh, and my dear Miss Trotwood, how pleasant it is to find oneself right in the midst of friends all at once. Mr. Micawber, I think we will excuse you, and you need not wait. Things are changed in this office since I was a number clerk, Miss Trotwood. But I'm not changed. I am too humble. Mr. Micawber, why, you know, I just told you that you need not wait. No, no. You need not wait. Come, fellow partner, come. Nothing remains now but the delightful task of signing the preliminary documents toward the completion of my happiness. Come, fellow partner.
Mr. Micawber, I have told you several times that you need not wait.
No, 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 no. Come, fellow partner, come.
Micawber, you need not wait.
Come, fellow partner. My humble signature's mine. Now for yours.
What? You refuse? Oh, fellow partner, this is very unkind, fellow partner. Lost. His mentality all gone. He'll be so sorry when he comes to his senses. Come, dear fellow partner, come.
You will sign. I've got the office at the door. You sign, or I will ruin you.
Come, fellow partner.
Mr. Micawber, I have told you several times that you need not wait. Now, why do you wait?
Because you choose, eh?
Oh, I see. This is a conspiracy. You're playing booty with my clock, are you, Copperfield? Take care. We understand one another, you and I. You're always a puppy with a pout stomach. You envy my rise, don't you? You're a nice set of people, aren't you? To buy over my clerk, who's the very scum of society, to defame me with his lies. Miss Agnes, you better not join that crowd. If you do, I will ruin your father for you. And Miss Trotwood, you join them, and I will ruin your husband for you quicker than we will pleasant for you. I'll not know your secret for nothing, old lady. There. I have some of you under the harrow. Take care that it does not go over with you. As for you, Micawber, I will ruin you later.